Hits 96, Chattanooga's number one hit music station. And right now, I have a special guest joining me in studio, Maverick Malone. How are you, Maverick?
I'm doing great. I'm excited to be here.
Oh, thank you so much for dropping by today. You wrote me not too long ago talking about this poetry open mic night that you're doing with our friends over at the Asheville Dispensary and Elixir Bar. I thought this was pretty a fantastic thing. I know that we have a mutual friend out of Chelsea Chats.
Yeah.
And she told you about the show, which is great. I'm glad that you reached out to tell us about another avenue that we can explore here in the scenic city. We were chatting a little bit before we got on the air about how the city has seemed to be expanding at a rapid rate. You've been here for quite some time.
Yeah, I've been here since 2006. And never left.
So you've seen some changes.
Yes.
How do you feel about that? Before we get into the event and what you do, but how do you feel about the sudden changes that are happening here?
I love the growth, but I'm a little protective about it.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I'm feeling protective. I've only been here for about 3 years, but I'm already feeling like, whoa. Everybody just slow down a little bit. But we're excited for the city, of course, and it obviously gives opportunity to have more events and more people that are involved. So let's talk about what you do a little bit. I know that you're an author, you're a poet, you're a spoken word artist. This is something that you have been doing for quite some time, and now for you to team up with the Asheville Dispensary to do a little event that kind of circulates in this world, it must be exciting stuff. So
that's very exciting. Yeah, we started, our first event was the end of June. It was for a Pride event. Mm-hmm. At Asheville Dispensary, and we kept going from there. So we host an open mic that is the first Tuesday of every month.
Okay.
And our next one is tomorrow.
Yeah.
And it's from 6 to 8. Right. And it's just completely open. You can come and read poetry. You can come and read journal entries. You can come and do comedy. It's any kind of spoken word, and it's very open. And what I love most about it is just the environment. It's a very welcoming and safe space for all people, inclusive.
And it's kind of free to either participate or if you just want to hang out and watch.
Absolutely. We get a lot of people that just want to come and hang out and watch.
Yeah, a little spectator. Yeah. Why not?
Got to build up that courage.
Yes, I think that's fantastic. It's a good thing. And you have published some works of your own, some collections of poetry. I know that you've mentioned in your email that you've done spoken word and this type of thing to kind of help with some of the fears that you've had and anxieties. Talk about what poetry means to you as an artist.
Poetry means so much to me. What doesn't it mean, really? To me, it's just like it's a state of being. And for me, I see it as a kind of a conduit between the inner guidance that we all have and a way to kind of unearth more of our personalities, more of our authenticity, and really work through things that we might not have noticed before just by writing and putting words to paper.
Sure. Almost a form of therapy in some way.
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah. So it's very cool to do an event here with people that might be looking for some type of outreach or some type of way to get those feelings out and to be able to give them a resource like Asheville Dispensary and have these events. Must be a cool feeling too.
Yeah, and it's great to just connect with people in the community and like-minded people that are also into this kind of thing and just come hang out and hear what other people have to say. You never know what might happen.
Yeah.
Or what might inspire you.
Right. We're going to post all the details on our website at hits96.com. But you can also follow them on Facebook, Asheville Dispensary. Of course, you can go to Maverick's website and socials, which we'll get to in just a second. But it's a free event. Tomorrow night, Asheville Dispensary from 6 until 8. You can stop on by right on the North Shore, Manufacturers Road. You can't miss them. They're doing great things when it comes to the local scene, not just with this stuff, but there's music and everything else that they've been doing. So it's nice to get involved with a business that seems to be active in the local community.
Very active, and we're excited to keep growing and invite more of the community to come hang.
Absolutely. Maverick, where can people learn more about you? I know that you have some works that you have done. I know you have a podcast. Where can people learn about you and follow you?
The best place to find me is on Instagram. It's just at Mav Malone, and I've got all my links on there. Links to my podcast, links to my books. You can buy my book through there. Everywhere, that's the best place to find me.
If you had to sum it up, and you probably write about so many different things and have so many different feelings of going, but if somebody hasn't found your stuff before, how would you explain it? How would you give them like an elevator pitch on what you write about and what you enjoy?
What I write most about is just hope and a better future and mostly empowerment and believing in the power of yourself and the power of your dreams.
I love that. And we're going to post up the links to, again, hits96.com, nice, easy thing. And then you can follow Maverick at Mav Malone. Thank you so much for coming in and telling us about. You have to keep us updated on everything else.
Yes, thanks for having me.
All right, it's Hits 96.